almost every day, we discuss the latest news bulletins around social media, giving you the information that you want to know about the latest in social media and social media marketing. You can find out more about all of the stories we discussed today on socialday.live or by joining our closed Social Day Facebook group. My name's Lucy Hall and I have been your host today. Hello and welcome to today's Social Day Daily News Social Media Roundup. Here are your top stories. Facebook plans to build new WhatsApp payments feature in London. Fake news victims meet with Twitter and Facebook. Twitter will now let you add photos, videos or GIFs to retweets. Children's social media use has trivial effect on happiness, a study suggests. Facebook plans to build new WhatsApp payments feature in London. Facebook is planning to use London as a key hub for the development of a new WhatsApp mobile payment feature. The story was first reported by the Financial Times and confirmed to Forbes by a Facebook spokesperson. To find out more about this story, you can go to Forbes.com. Fake news victims meet with Twitter and Facebook. This week, fake news victims gathered in Silicon Valley to talk with tech executives about what they've been through and what they want tech companies to do about it. The group met with Twitter on Tuesday and had another meeting on Wednesday afternoon. Twitter will now let you add photos, videos, or GIFs to retweets. Beginning today, Twitter users can add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets, quoted tweets. The company is rolling out this new feature across Android, iOS and Twitter's mobile website. It's not on desktop quite yet, however. Adding media to a retweet works just like you'd expect. Tap the retweet comment option and then choose the image or GIF icon in the toolbar. You can find out more about this story at TheVerge.com. Children's social media use has trivial effect on happiness, a study suggests. Time spent on social media has only a trivial impact on life satisfaction among adolescents, say researchers. The team behind a new study say time spent on social media has only a small negative effect on how happy boys and girls feel about life, and that only girls reduce their use of social media as a result of feeling discontented. You can find out more about this story at TheGuardian.com. That's been today's Social Media Daily News Roundup, and I've been your host, Lucy Hall. To read the full list of daily social media stories, you can go to socialday.live, which will link you out to all of the